Big Fluff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Potato
Salad.
Laid. On this week's show, Carter and I are thinking, hey, it's Turkey Day, and what's better to gobble gobble than to talk about all the food we're going to consume today?
Isn't that great, Dad?
It's really exciting. It's a day where we get to gorge ourselves on food unnecessarily and talk with family about how much we care about them. Or we get to avoid all of the aunts and uncles that we haven't seen in a year.
Okay. Yay.
In our case, we're going to my friend's house and we're going to hang out with them.
That sounds far more exciting.
It sure is, but we've got so much to talk about. We're going to talk about our favorite side dishes and talk a little bit about pie. All on this week's edition of Potato
Salad.
Laid. Countrymen, lend me your ear.
Roman?
Welcome to this week's edition of Potato
Salad
Marmalade. We appreciate that you're here with us on this week's show, and we can't wait to talk to you about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what better way to get into it than to sit here with an 8-year-old and a 44-year-old and talk about what we're thankful for. But you know what thing we know more than anything else? Around this time, we get really excited. What do we get excited for, Carter?
The start of the holiday season.
It's a magical time of year filled with snowflakes, hugs, and candy canes. Every year around this time, a large sack of presents descends from the heavens and tells us all, hey, you have to like your neighbor.
And we do.
And Carter says to me, hey, Dad, it's magic. But this year, because it's Thanksgiving, and we're putting the episode out special on Thanksgiving, I wanted to make sure Carter and I got in something we didn't do last year, which was a Turkey Day Sides Showdown.
Sides Showdown.
Carter, Sides Showdown.
That
so
sounds
Carter,
cool.
It sounds cool.
We should add, like, special effects in it to make it look like we're the two hosts of the You know how some, you know what?
Oh, wait, hang on. Hold on. I got one for you. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
The Turkey Day. Hold on. The Turkey Day. Sides. Showdown. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, that's enough clapping. Oh, that's so funny. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So here in the Turkey Day Sides Showdown, Carter and I are going to pick our four sides that are traditionally served at Thanksgiving dinner. Those will be number one. Mashed potatoes. Number two. Yep, you said it. Go ahead.
Cranberry sauce.
Number three. Stuffing. And number four. Cigars.
Nope, that's super provocative. Shut the show down, boys.
Number four? I don't know. What would you normally get? Let me read what Andy sent us before. Let me look for sides.
You're literally out of ideas. How about you just...
No, hold on. Just play along here. Just go with me on my forgetfulness. Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green beans, rolls, cranberry, gravy. So I guess we could say green beans. Can we say green beans?
Green beans.
Yeah, let's say green beans. Let's say, okay, so we got...
Is this sides?
Yeah, sides. I mean, we didn't have anyone help us out with this segment. I don't know what to do. I got mashed potatoes, right? Check. I got stuffing, check. I got cranberry sauce, that's check. And then green beans? Can we go mac and cheese? Can we do mac and cheese instead? Can we say potato salad marmalade?
Yes.
Okay, that's the fourth
Definitely
one.
Definitely not provocative.
Okay, so here is the deal.
FBI.
Yeah, we're looking for an FBI agent to come help us out at this. I'm making a weird face. Look at me. For those who can't see me, this may be the creepiest face I've ever made. All right, so...
Nobody's going to see you because that's... Not
it is Spotify. Check us out on Spotify. Potato Salad Marmalade. Check us out and Little Nas X.
Potato Salad Marmalade.
Potato Mallard Narmonade. All right. No, so Carter.
Parpalade.
All right, Carter, so here's Parpa-cade. The deal. So these sides are important to the American people. Side number one. What they call what Jose Aldo, former UFC featherweight champion, referred to as smashed potatoes. I'd like for you to tell me what it is that you love about the American mashed potato.
You can take a waffle grinder and smash it and it looks like a waffle.
That's a good thing.
Waffle.
Have you ever made a mashed potato?
Made mashed potato?
Would you like me to tell you how to make a mashed potato?
I'm guessing you just take a potato.
Salad.
More.
Ma.
Made. What?
I almost spit everywhere because the rule is I have to say it laid. Okay, so, you boil a potato, and then you put it under a rock in the moonlight, and you wait for 2 days, and then you come back to it, and you dig it up with a small plastic shovel, and you put four of them into cold water in a bucket, and then you hit it with a rock, maybe two rocks if there's one that's sharp enough.
You're just saying you take a waffle iron and just shove it in there until it burns, and then just take the liquid.
No, that's not until you've buttered them. You have to butter the skins. And then you shove it vigorously at the aluminum siding on your home. And then you hit them with the waffle. And once that happens, and then only then, can you put on the sour cream and chives. It's delicious. That's how you make mashed potatoes. Yeah, chives. It's delightful.
Last time I had turkey, it was at my school.
Oh, yeah? And what kind of turkey was it? Was it turkey lurkey?
What the heck is turkey lurkey?
Turkey lurkey's a fake turkey jerky. It's like turkey jerky. What is it most about mashed potatoes that you're looking forward to today at 4 o'clock at our friend Andy's house?
Just looking forward to waffle insiding it. And then just take waffle, slap the stuff inside. And you got a turkey waffle.
No, turkey waffle sounds good too. What else can we add into the waffle?
Wait. We could take the... Oh, wait, no, that's disgusting.
No, tell me. What else? We have turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, we could take turkey and, like, take like once you make the waffle, you like take like little bits of turkey and put it in the waffle.
Can we put corn in there?
It's corn. I get turkey.
What about gravy?
Okay.
I'm here for this right now.
That means that waffle batter would be made out of gravy.
Yep.
And stuffing is on the other side in the waffle.
I just punched my pop filter. What are you the most excited for about this mashed potato? Because I heard the mashed potatoes are delicious. Last year we had them, and they were so good. They were so salty and gravy-like. Do you remember the gravy?
No.
Well, this year, make mental note, Andy and Jess's potatoes are to die for. One time a burglar broke into their home, and guess what happened? Got knocked out. They threw potatoes at him, knocked him right out. And he woke up and said, "Thank you." That's how good they were. Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being great, 1 being lousy. How bad do you want to have these potatoes?
Potato.
1 to 10. 10 great, 1 bad. How bad do you think they're going to be?
Eleven potato out of ten
potatoes. Number two. We're gonna move on now to stuffing. Now you've had stuffing before, but this will be no stovetop.
What?
This will be good stuffing. Homemade stuffing. It'll be made from bread. Delicious bread and seasoning. Maybe some celery and bits of carrot. This would be the kind of stuffing that you could put in your insulation and eat at the same time. You could warm your home and your belly. Goes inside.
You could, even better, you can take the stuffing and put it in the waffle maker and then close the waffle maker and then you have a turkey waffle. Oh, wait, no, that. Pancake out of stuffing.
Ooh. That sounds really good.
And then the turkey is like the little butter piece on top.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Looks like a news flash just happened, Carter. Oh, no. Every Thanksgiving, every family has a weirdo show up to their home and try and pinch your cheeks.
And sadly, they are grandmas. They try to break into your house at night to pinch your cheeks while you're sleeping.
Don't be a grandma who pinches cheeks. Be like me. Be like Mr. Sean, and give big hugs.
And maybe you'll be better at protecting yourself from grandmas.
And women with blue hair. I'm here for you, Carter. I won't let the grandmas pinch your cheek.
I'm here for you, too. This has been a news flash. See you tomorrow on Potato Salad Marmalade.
I think you handled that well.
Yeah.
I think that was important that we got that out there. We're worried about the kids and the grandmas pinching cheeks. Also aunts. Aunts, as some people say it. Aunts. Aunts and uncles.
Aunts?
Aunts. How do you say it?
Aunt?
Yeah, it's aunt, right? Aunt. Well, thank you for saying correctly. It's aunt, not aunt.
A-U-N-T.
But it's aunt.
Yeah.
Not aunt. So, we're talking about stuffing. Stuffing. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being eh. As far as sides for Thanksgiving, where do you rank it?
Well, it's not odd how bad the making is. This is just because I don't like stuffing. 2 out of 10. Two stuffing waffles out of 10.
Wow, okay, next, we have cranberry sauce.
Oh, it's what?
in a can. Cranberry sauce in a can, Carter. The most valuable and delicious version of cranberry sauce. What do you think? I want to hear your real thoughts. Lean right into that microphone.
Even though it's technically not a sauce.
Oh, wow, good points.
It's a literal mold of the can.
Nice. How much are you going to eat today? How much of it? There are people People are traveling to their Thanksgiving destination right now, and they're like, what is Carter going to eat the most of? If you're going to eat the most of a side today, which of these four sides are you going to eat the most of? Will it be cranberry sauce, or will it be mashed potatoes, or stuffing, or mac and cheese? Of these four, which will it be?
Wait, what?
I said
ADHD kicked in.
Of the four sides, of the four sides that we're talking about right now, which one will you eat the most of today? Will it be stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, or cranberry sauce, which is what we're talking about right now?
Mashed potato.
You eat more mashed potatoes?
But also, someone last year did really great deviled eggs.
Oh, yes. His friend did deviled eggs, and I ate like 30. Yeah, I ate like 30 deviled eggs.
He did.
Last but not least, mac and cheese. So when we first moved to this house, we had neighbors that we were friends with that invited us over for Thanksgiving, and we went over, and I spent about an hour stirring the cheese for mac and cheese, and we had delicious mac and cheese with our meal, right? And you ate it, and you hated it, because you don't like mac and cheese.
Yeah, I don't like mac and cheese.
So there's no mac and cheese tomorrow, because I won't make it, because you don't like it. We never have it, because you don't like it. But if there are mac and cheese tomorrow, 1 to 10, would you eat it, or would you let Andy be upset?
I'll eat it.
You'd fake it for him?
Yeah, I'd fake it.
You'd be like, show me the face you would make while you ate it. Pretend you're eating it. Pantomime eating it. Hold your hand up like this and like fake like you're eating it. Make a noise.
Okay,
show me how you. But it's good. You gotta say it's good. Tell him it's tasty.
Ah, this is good.
Oh, that looks good. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Carter. I'm glad you like my mac and cheese.
# not sponsors, Crocs.
I wish Croc was a sponsor. We could get those little gibbets.
Oh, gibbets. Don't touch my buttons.
In case anyone's at home.
Beep.
Carter. Anyway, for anyone watching on Spotify, you're welcome. For anyone listening at home, he got new Crocs and he got gibbets, and they're for the Mandalorian, and he was showing off the gibbets. And they were cute. All right, so what else do we have for this segment, Carter? So of the four, we know who you're going to eat the most of. Is there any side we missed? Oh, the side you're probably going to end up eating the most of that we didn't mention in here, and I want to throw it at you right now. Dinner rolls.
Fifth returns.
The fifth returns.
The four horsemen of the sides for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then the rolls. The manager, the J.J. Dillon of dinner sides.
Who's J.J. Dillon?
The four horsemen: Ric Flair, Tully Blanchard, and Arn Anderson, and then Barry Windham, Rick Luger, whoever. But then J.J. Dillon was the manager. You were talking about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I did the pro wrestling Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
Yes. Never mind, Carter. It's all above your head. So, okay, rolls. How many rolls over, under, plus, minus? You going to eat two, more than two, or less than two?
Eight.
8, then you're going to eat no mashed potatoes. Guaranteed.
8.
How much credute are you going to eat?
Credute?
Yes, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I want you to walk in the house and ask Andy where the credute is. Did you just fall asleep?
Now I want to go ask, where's the credute?
Well, now you know. So I think that wraps it up for the segment. We know it's coming back on segment 2. We're going to talk pies. But we need to get some, we got to get you ready to go here on Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
Cha-chow!
And we're back.
Ooh, we're back. That was a good commercial break. It was short, but we're talking about our friends here at Peak Sloth. Good friends. Good friends, good times, good oldies. Here on the Peak Sloth Network. Ooh, you. Look what my lip can do. Ready for this? That looks funny. I hope you guys are on Spotify. All right. So this segment here, because we're going to Thanksgiving dinner today.
It's actually vibrating very fast. It's just, it looks like it's just like open.
All right. So let's stop with the lip stuff. Today is Thanksgiving, and one of the things after we eat our main meal that we're going to be the most stoked about is dessert. So what we're going to talk about now...
Red velvet cake.
No, we don't have a red velvet cake. That is so not a Thanksgiving thing. Well, we're going to...
Well, I love it!
Well, I'm glad you love it, but the two desserts we're going to talk about right now are the two that are the most delicious, the most thought of when you think of Thanksgiving desserts. One... is pumpkin pie. Two is like a chocolate cream pie. I want to talk about which one. Chocolate cream pie. It's a chocolate pudding pie, if anything. What makes up a chocolate pudding pie?
Graham cracker crust with chocolate pudding filling with
a whipped cream topping, right?
With a, yes.
Mmm. You know, I gotta be honest with you. I could go for some of that right now. Go for a little slice of the chocolate cream pie, chocolate pudding pie.
Oh, well, you could because it's on that fridge.
We're gonna what?
Yes.
Did you make me a chocolate pudding pie? Are you telling me there's a chocolate pudding pie in our home right now and we could eat it before we go to Andy's?
Yes, we bought it yesterday.
What?
Yes.
You've been hiding food from me because you know I don't go in the fridge anymore because I've lost all this LBs. And now I'm fit. Fit as a fiddle. A broken fiddle, but a fiddle nonetheless.
Fit. I'm not fat.
I'm in shape. Round is a shape.
Look at those abs.
Those aren't abs. Abs are on your tummy.
Look at my...
So, basically... You're telling me that you have a pie in the house.
Yes.
Did you make
it? I got the whole bakery up in here.
All the bakery up in this place.
Oh, the cake. All the cake.
All the cake. Okay, cool. Well, that's good. You know the other good pie that I like?
What?
Pumpkin.
Ooh. I thought you loved rhubarb.
It's not really a holiday pie, but your mom bought me one anyway. It's my favorite pie, strawberry rhubarb. I could eat a whole true story, Carter. I one time ate a whole strawberry rhubarb pie by myself in a day with a spoon. I got it at 6 a.m. and I finished it by 6 p.m. and I was very sick for
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, 12 hours. Ate a whole pie by myself. Just kept cutting off slices. Same spoon. I kept the same spoon. I didn't use a fork. I used a spoon. I just kept...
Cut that cake!
Cut that cake, son!
Cut that cake!
I just kept leaning in and eating more of it.
Cut that cake! Cake!
But yeah, so that's it. Oh, man. So what other kinds of pies are there that I'm missing? I mean...
Key lime pie.
Would you have a key lime pie for Thanksgiving?
I'll try it.
Have you ever had a key lime pie?
No.
You know what it tastes like?
No.
Lime.
And a key.
And keys. Yeah, it tastes...
And pies.
Tastes just like a house key.
No, it's a handcrafted key made out of lime.
Made out of lye.
Lime. And then burnt to a crisp. Mm. And then put in a pie as the little chocolate. That would be a good one.
So let's rank these pies. Pumpkin, key lime, strawberry rhubarb, chocolate pudding pie. Number one, clearly for holiday pies, has to be pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is Thanksgiving. A dollop of ice cream, a little bit of whipping cream, a little bit of the whipping cream. People love it. But number two, chocolate pudding pie. It's chocolate, pudding, and pie.
Mwah.
Yeah, mwah. Chef's
Golden
kiss.
Ramsay said once.
Chef's
and
kiss.
And he also said pineapple doesn't belong on pizza.
He's a liar.
I believe my mom has her own rights.
Chef's kiss. All right, so then third would be strawberry rhubarb. It's like the best pie ever. Are you growing a beard? Number four is key lime. What happened to your tongue?
I don't know. It just seems blood red.
What'd you eat before? Oh, it's from your cake.
Oh, yeah. I had red velvet.
We know what we have later today. We have a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. We have a chocolate pudding. We have a strawberry rhubarb. We have to find a key lime for later this afternoon here on Potato
Salad.
Marma?
Laid.
Laid, we will be right back.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what did we learn this week, Carter?
We learned that obviously I don't think there should be a fudgy to whale pie unless you feel like it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather a cookie puss pie. I would really like to see far more mashed potato waffles if you're down to make
what?
Some.
Okay.
What did you learn?
I learned that you shouldn't be grandma pinching all those cheeks.
No, grandma should not pinch cheeks. That's not cool. You know what else I learned? That you shouldn't buy deluxe edition sneakers without asking your mom for her permission. because they'll turn into angel's wings and fly you close to the sun, and then you'll become a video game on the Nintendo 8-bit system that'll sell a million copies, and then you'll be an all-time classic, but no one will ever be able to say the name of your game when you're a child, and everyone will make fun of you because you say the word Icarus wrong.
Okay. I learned my money don't jiggle jiggle. It folds. I like to see a wiggle wiggle in the random feet. You really want to see 6'2" when I come back. No swag. Grinding my feet to feel so wet to electric man.
I like how you gave up on that.
I didn't give up on it. I don't remember the last.
I know you bailed on
words,
it.
But I remember he says, well, I'm sipping some red wine.
Red wine. All right.
Okay, now that just sounds like you're singing something from the Muppets. Red wine.
All right. Well, I don't know everything. But you know what I do know, Carter? We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 ba. Burrito.
Burrito. Alpena.
Fajita. Where?